a dollar for a dime. magazine and rack it right now. See if there's one in the chamber or not, then you have to put it back in there. You said always. But it came out, but it didn't want to check always. So no matter how trustworthy people are, so when you hand somebody a weapon, you check that motherfucker, even if it's fast. I don't care if they got one. He will tell you to say.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Lord to the King.
Lord.
You, nobody can ever be.
that jacket got going back to the door.
Nobody can ever be too safe when it comes to firearm safety. You can't. Nobody can ever be too safe. Hey, by the way, we on live. Glory to the King. Hey, bless y'all. Israel, Shabbat Shalom to the Most High God. Well, we out of one weekend into another weekend. Another wicked end. And I was talking to Naughty when we was out yesterday at the gun store. And I said, babe, what the hell is so special about you and Lee? Y'all got almost the whole damn ministry coming. It's like a mini feast. Must be nice to be loved. Didn't know y'all. Did y'all send invitations out? That's the reason why everybody. I remember when Mother Carol and I got married. We've been together ever since 1983. Some of y'all wasn't born.
Mm. I was. No way.
And and we got legally married in 86.
Yeah.
You check and see who you were born, ain't you?
No, I was just
how old you were born?
I was 10 years old.
Yeah.
I was 10 years old.
Yeah. And, we had this big, ridiculous wedding. It was ridiculous, man.
What's your cost?
Back then the wedding, I know it was over $8,000.
Wow. That was expensive back then.
Man, her dress was about $2,000.
That was expensive back then. She felt
special. Man, there were so many people at that damn wedding. You know what I was like? I'm like,
it's a waste of damn money.
Yeah. I said, why do this? Why not just... Everybody just have them to send us some money,
yeah,
and we get a good damn card.
You start with $8,000.
Well, it's only the first time. Everybody only getting married.
And everybody, wait. Just none of this shit never makes sense to me. None of this stuff never makes sense to me. I know you can ask her. I never went along with none of this stuff.
I like how you supposed to.
Yeah, that was good.
That was
kind of
cool.
Yeah, man, I'm the man for proposing, huh? Hey, look at the glove department right now.
I ain't know.
That's too funny.
Damn uncouth, man. just real. And, well, anyway, we here.
Yeah.
Mother Carol has been a good wife.
Hallelujah.
She's
part of the glory.
Glory, hallelujah. She ain't perfect. I ain't perfect. I think that we're perfect where we at. But we're always going to find, being as fallible and flawed as we all are, we're always going to, that's why we're going on to perfection. Because we're going to keep rolling, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, people are fooled if you get a wife like that, been with you all these years, and then you think you're going to get rid of her and get somebody better. You can forget that shit.
Reset.
She fully assimilated.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way women are supposed to be. You know, when you get married, when you marry Nadia, when y'all consummate, we're going to do a ceremony, yeah? Mm-hmm. You're going to have the woman, she's already, she's been trained up in the way that she should go. Man, y'all ain't going to have nowhere near the problems that these damn experienced Gentile women come into the faith being in this ring. Y'all not going to have all this stuff, man.
Yeah.
You still want to, you want, she's a woman now.
Yeah. You got a little bit of trouble in the flesh.
A little bit of trouble in the flesh. And then you're going to discover a lot about yourself, too.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, man, I tell you, man, to be able to be married to a woman that's raised in this, because she was young when it came to it. I was talking to her yesterday. She said, I don't even know them old parents of mine, the old Bobby and Freeman. So I don't even know them.
Hallelujah.
She's so proud of her father and mother.
Yeah.
And she should be, rightfully so, because they came down to the Israelites.
Yeah. I agree.
They sat there and heard of this one voice crying in the wilderness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, everybody, a lot of people, when I say that, they think I'm actually giving accolades to myself. But y'all don't want to say it's going to get bad. And then he says, the day you hear my voice. So he's thundering from heaven, right?
Mm-hmm.
When he saved everybody, when everybody met Yah, the voice you heard was the voice that Jesus heard. This is my beloved son whom I love.
Ah!
Come on. Man, y'all didn't hear nothing like that. You heard a preacher.
Free man.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden it was different.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, what the? What? Wait a minute, that's a different voice. Whoa, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But see, there was a preacher's voice, but by the time it got to your ears,
yes,
y'all was speaking to that spirit.
Yes,
so it's y'all's voice.
Yes,
it really is.
Mm-hmm.
Because y'all's the one who is winning souls and saving.
Yes.
He is. I understand he didn't win the souls and saving. I believe I get it. But, man, y'all see how it ain't easy in this generation to come to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I was coming back, me and the family from Green Bay.
Mm.
We were in Atlanta Airport.
Mm.
Can imagine what you see. Man, I seen this black guy. He had a weave in his head. Hair all the way down here, Kabir. All the way down.
Black
down. Had a weave and had a little pink streak in his black. Had makeup on. Had fingernails. I'm serious. A little bit of beard and some high heel shoes. I looked at them. He was walking right. All of a sudden, I go, that's a man. That's a man. And the people looked at me like I had a problem. This generation looked at me like I had a problem.
Wow. When they say good is evil,
hey, there you go.
Evil is good.
That's it, Elvis.
Man.
Mm.
Well,
it's
once,
bad.
Well, once a man is now a woman.
Yeah.
And when was a woman is a man.
Man, it's an abomination. It's sad. Hey, bless y'all, Israel. Bless y'all, Israel. We, because, you know, it's always having a, Shabbat is always a unique service. It's a feast day that the Most High Yah, y'all know the Sabbath is a feast day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every feast. And he invites us to his feast every week. Most High Yah, for some reason, he wants to be in touch with his people and tune with his people.
Hallelujah.
I mean, after all, he's the husband, we're the wife.
Yes, you know? Sir. Yes, sir.
We should be happy that we meeting, should be meeting quite often during the week.
Yes, sir.
But the king set it all up beautifully.
Mm.
Beautifully. To make sure that his people stay in tune. And then he said, three appointed times, set apart times to make sure that we are reminded over and over again of what the real message is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing that passed over there with Jason Whitlock.
Mm-hmm.
They think they know the message.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know the message. They don't know the message of salvation. How can you know the message of salvation and you don't know the feast day?
Mm-hmm.
The message is wrapped up in the feast.
Straight up.
It's all in the field. What, they going to Easter you?
Yep.
And tell you the message. Man. Yeah, that's what they done. They favorite state. He's risen. And I said, yeah, but your ass still on earth. You want to rise too, you better get with him. But anyway, we bless y'all. Thank y'all for being here. I ain't going to lie to you. We tired here.
What's the time?
Did y'all see that, That building we've been working on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We good looking building.
I thought it was a 26 by 40. That thing's a 26 by 50. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, maybe matters worse. Mm-hmm. 10 more feet. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? By loop, but once it's there, once it's gone, hey, it's, man, it's there. Mm-hmm. It's good to go. And then we're going to build a loft on top of it, a living loft. It's going to be nice. But anyway, we got a few announcements right here. Of course, you know, during this season right here, it sure is nice that we have a family in the ministry. We have a family in the ministry that can really make some real nice stuff for us during these, I can't even call them, I'm trying to find words because I don't know how you call it, the winter months. It was 70 degrees 2 days ago. 70 degrees. Huh? Mm-hmm. But anyway, and all these digressions, you see trying to pedal all in. You got one done, isn't you? But 70 degrees 2 days ago. And, what was I talking about?
You said about the weather being 70 degrees.
Household herb.
Household herb.
That's what we need. Michael Israel and them, Dan Hill's up right there, householdherbs.com. I'm telling y'all, y'all better get it. You better get it. I can promise you this. I've already asked them. I said, you know, you sure ain't no chakras? You ain't got no crystals that you done charge up these herbs and like that, did you? No, for real. You know the one thing that the Most High did? But anyway, hey, this antiviral respiratory defense, y'all need this.
Yep.
We drink it like beer. That stuff is good. Y'all better get some. Y'all better get some because you're going to find this better than anything you can get out there. All right? Herb of the field for the service of man. Now, the one thing that I did do when I challenged Baki to a debate was I flushed that spirit out. Ain't that like the devil? He want to run behind the scenes and act like he's an Israelite. Pose as an Israelite. You can't serve two masters. While the whole time he's peddling these herbs and he's doing incantations, Eastern mysticisms, Hinduism, wearing these symbols, these pagan symbols, holding up these signs like it's something spiritual because you take a weed out of the earth and you consume it. I'm serious. They equate that stuff. Man, I'm telling you, man. Oh, does it work? Oh, they work. Along with the demons that's in them, too. Oh, yeah. But ain't nobody like that is going to end up going into the kingdom. Mm-hmm. You think y'all going to let us serve two masters?
Nope.
No, he's jealous.
Come on.
He ain't doing that. He ain't having that ministry. Mm-hmm. He ain't having it. And then people get mad at me. I had people in Israel mad at me because all I did was expose him. You see that he started manifesting his own self. Now, here's the thing about it. Just because you disagree with somebody on something don't mean you have to be enemies. Did y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
You don't mean you have to be enemies, and it doesn't mean that you have to come to blows and all this stuff. It's just simply a disagreement. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people in immaturity want to escalate stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, the chicken, which has been clean all this time, all of a sudden it's unclean because they say it. What black folk going to do if we don't eat no fried chicken? We won't bring it down.
Oh, man.
You better believe it. You better believe they can't. But you better believe you can get some good stuff there. All right, by the way, Straightway TV. heads of assembly, y'all need to reach out to Michael Israel so that you can upload your own footage on his channel. We go ahead and flood it on in there, and that way it gives the saints even more to have. Listen, we have so much information in this ministry. There's no way we should be ignorant about anything. So you go to Straightway, you get over to Michael Israel, he'll lead you over there to Straightway TV, give you the login and stuff so you can start uploading your own stuff over there. All right? Also, Straightway Network. Now, what Brother Israel needs is from the communities. Y'all have to understand, it says Straightway Network. That means everybody that's involved in the ministry and we know you. Meaning, you have to get verification from a community head or a home fellowship head. Somebody has to know you to be able to verify that you are actually in the ministry, because this is a private website. And it's got all different types of categories in there. Books, ham radio, Hebrew apparel, herbs, tactical gear, training, personal care, solar, construction. I mean, everything's over there. But it's only exclusively for Straightway. And that's it. It ain't for the world. We also got 44 days, 22 hours, 37 minutes, and 29 seconds before the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is called the Passover. Well, it's counting down, coming fast, isn't it?
Quick.
Coming too quick. How'd your meeting go down tomorrow?
I'm going after this.
So you're going after this? Yeah. I bet you're dreading it too, ain't you? Part of it, huh?
Part of it.
You have to do it every year to keep your certification?
I got to do it to get my 30 hours. I have to get 30 hours every year.
Okay.
So I'll probably be able to pick up 6 or 8 hours. And then you kind of know what's going on in the world.
Gotcha.
In that realm. So that I kind of...
I can tell you what's going on in the world. Inflation. We broke.
Yeah. But sometimes you know things that they talk about 2 or 3 years ahead of time. So you
trends.
Kind of, yeah, trends. Exactly.
Y'all people got to do it. Listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And they still suppressing silver.
Really, yeah.
You know, silver right now, what's the national debt at right now? What's the debt clock? 31 billion? No, 31 trillion? 32 trillion? You know, silver right now should be $800 an ounce.
Wow.
To keep up with the money that is in print. It should, and gold should be at least, in my own estimates off the top of my head, at least $11,500 an ounce. That's letting you know how they manipulate it. But I'm telling you. Because, I mean, I thought it used to be, you would have a dollar that would match the amount of gold that's allegedly up there stored in Fort Knox.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's no gold in Fort Knox. I think we broke. And, you know, ancient Rome, one of the first signs of the decline of that nation right there is, the assets, the money. The money was nothing. It was worthless.
Mm-hmm.
You think about it now. If you pick up a quarter lately, a quarter, what they call a quarter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, it used to be a quarter had at least 60% silver in it and some nickel. It's nothing but an iron. It's a slug. It's a metal slug now. The pennies even painted. Pennies used to be 100% copper. You don't believe it? Y'all get, next time y'all get a pen, and take your knife, do like that. You're going to be tired. You're going to see. You know the slugs that you used to see when you go into a home and the electric people are popping out them boxes and stuff? It looks just like it's made out of that stuff.
Wow.
Even the nickel today is done left off being nickel. And it's a metal slug.
Wow.
And the dollars, it used to be, for every, if you had a dollar, it was backed up. It was a gold certificate.
Mm.
You could go and redeem it for gold.
Not anymore.
People say, man, I go turn in my gold and I get the certificate. Even if I was living back then, if I had this same brain, I was like, that don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Then guess what the government did?
Yeah.
In 1933, They turned around and said, yeah, bring your gold on there. And they knew everybody was going to spend it, and they spun it, too. And then Ricky Tricky Nicky Nixon took us off the gold standard 100% completely.
Wow.
And the fix was in. They assassinated Kennedy. Uh-huh. That's what Johnson did.
Yeah.
They gonna tell you that, but we passed the statute of limitation now, right? You should be able to look this stuff up. Yeah, you should be able to see this now.
Yeah.
They have to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let you know what's going on, man. These folks are some gangsters.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody think about the gangsters got gold teeth and wearing what gangsters wear blue jeans down below their buttocks? The gangsters are the ones who wear suits and ties.
Mm-hmm.
Them the real gangsters.
Even 50 Cent says
that.
He said they're
losing. Man, they won't ruin it. They just look good while they're killing you.
And they smile in your face.
They sure do.
Mm-hmm.
They're more ruthless than what you could ever experience out on the streets.
Mm.
But when they start devaluing the currency, that's when the decline. And then after the currency was devalued, then comes the decline of morality.
Mm-hmm.
And we there. If you heard me, we go back 20 years ago, 22 years ago, when I was on International Shortwave Radio and AM/FM stations across this country, I used to say, I just don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's certain signs that you look for. Well, you can tell for sure you're in the end time. And, of course, then you didn't really see homosexuality the way you do now. That's a pure sign. You didn't see all this immorality, all this cross-dressing, and then these brand-new stuff that popped up, transgender.
Men carrying curses.
Yeah. Oh, man. Man, the NFL.
Would that mean you
Now feminine league.
Oh, man.
Now feminine league.
Wow.
I said up there, did y'all see Fletcher Cox from the Eagles, what he had on? That book, I said he looked like my grandmama.
Mm-hmm. They did like Kamala Harris.
Wow. Looked like Kamala Harris. No, he had on a suit, man. It had a thing. It was bad.
Oh, my.
It was bad.
Wow.
And they carry, they call it man bags his purses. He had a gold Kamala Harris thing on.
Mm-hmm.
They sure did.
Yeah.
That's why y'all have lost.
I was rooting for him too.
I was rooting for him too until I saw that. Jeez. He had a, I'm serious,
man.
Effeminate generation. These big old warrior type looking man, and he's so warrior, they got dressed like a woman.
Mm.
Don't the book say a man ought not to wear that which pertaineth unto a woman, and a woman shouldn't wear that which pertaineth to a man? Oh, let me finish these announcements. All right. I got some announcements right here, so now we finna roll in, all right? So anyway, Straightway Network, Michael Israel needs a list of the saints from your respective places and those are surrounding so we can verify the individuals to make sure that they are in good standing. That's to say, you have to say that now. But literally in good standing with the people of the ministry. Also, new Cash App. Listen, I appreciate all the donations to Cash App because I know it's easier for this generation. I really prefer if y'all would just mail in a money order or a check like it and make it out to Straightway Truth Ministry. I'm old school like that, but I understand it's more of a convenient with this generation. Everything's digital. Push button. It's just easy. Who goes to the post office nowadays? Huh?
I do.
People mostly drive by it. You know what I mean? You drive by, what is that at post office, man? It's becoming a relic. Y'all like the phone booth. And, but the new Cash App is $S Straightway, M Ministry. We would rather And it's up on the screen right here. I would rather for you to give it that way. That way, I don't incur a tax liability. It goes straight to the ministry, and it goes straight into the ministry accounts. And my hands is clean, somewhat. Somewhat. All right? So if you're going to donate and give, go to give it to, you know, this Cash App straightway ministry. And do it just like that, too. You'll see it in there.
The Cash App gets like 3%.
Yeah. It's crazy because Elder Kabir was helping Summer and Mother, I think. But having Summer out to get this thing set up because, like, listen, I don't want them boogers coming. You know, they trying their best to throw y'all past in jail. You know that, right? They always out in pastors. Hmm?
Strike the shepherd.
If you listen, who told y'all that truth is loved and accepted in this world?
Mm.
Who told, man, those are nice menorahs. What are you doing?
Want to show it to
you? Yeah, check this out, y'all. Elder Mitchell just bought this in. All
right. I got some information.
You got some information on it?
Yeah, so...
Look at this. Give us the information on it.
All right, one second.
Look at that.
So that one has the feast dates written on it,
mm-hmm.
engraved on it, has an emblem on top.
Yep.
Bottom. This one's just plain. This one doesn't have any information on it. It's just kind of plain here. So pretty much, there's a brother named Micah and Christian down in Houston. They sent this to me as a gift, but pastor, I'm giving them to you. So you
well, hallelujah.
Yeah, so you
I love good gifts.
Yeah, so you can put it wherever you want. But the name of the website is, I don't know if it's up yet or not, but it's called KodeshCrafts.com. So KodeshCrafts.com.
Q-O.
No. It's, they spelled it. That may have been already taken, but it's K as in kite.
Ah, see, we got to go ahead, Elder.
Yeah, so K as in kite, O-D-E-S-H, crafts, CRAFTS.com. So KodeshCrafts.com, but with a K at the beginning of Kodesh. All right, let me see if somebody put it in.
It's beautiful.
So anyway, I think what they're doing is, you know, they're just finding ways to kind of get off the ground, but they would like to make something for the saints that they could purchase, but all it's going to do is just kind of help them
right.
kind of get going.
Help so, replace all them damn crosses that them damn bishops y'all be tripping over.
Yeah, so if you, I don't know.
Don't know how much it is, but man, this is some good, this is,
so,
laid out some good quality wood.
So they just wanted to show it to see if anybody was kind of interested to see if they could get some traction. So
is that right there, what they put up?
Yes, that's right. That is correct. So, knowing Samuel, he probably already looked it up. So, just knowing him. So, anyway, if y'all interested in that, if the website don't work or something like that, just contact
me. Tell them to change it around, put Pesca's second over here, and then the Hamaxa over here.
Yeah, y'all heard that?
All right,
Sean.
All right, so you need to put Shag Hagmatza over here, where Pesca is. Because unleavened bread, then Passover. Unleavened bread first, then Passover. When you go read in Deuteronomy 16:16, it doesn't tell you nothing about Passover. It tells you about unleavened bread, the Feast of Weeks, of Shavuot, and Sukkot. Tabernacles. Go ahead, Elder.
No, I got nothing else. That was good. So if you're interested, like I said, if Deacon Sam, I don't know, I haven't looked up the website, but somehow click on that, and it's I don't know if the website works or not, but if not, y'all can try to get a hold of me, and I'll get a hold of the brothers to, you know, get more information out there.
Man, this is nice to have in the house out here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
y'all see that?
Yeah. They got another one that's, like, says plain, but I think they also have, like, a shield. They also have a line of Jews. Actually, they want the lines then.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the same head. Instead of Judah on it, it has like lines down.
But you think about it though. If we keep doing stuff like this, we get to circulate the money in Israel.
But it's about the same size as that, and it's like a shield, and you could hang it on your wall. They could probably put it like on a plaque like that. You know, so I think it's pretty cool. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Nice, isn't it? Y'all make that one correction right there, though, on it. And
bring it for pastors. What they want to do is bring it, let people see them, you know what I mean? And if people really want them, they'll start making them, if you will, so that way they can purchase them.
What you do is, if you come to Passover, bring about 30 of them.
Yeah. And others.
And then people can put their name on the list.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they really want it, because you don't want to be upside down in material and stuff. People are interested, man.
Yes, sir.
I like that. Y'all like that? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like that. Don't give it to his God.
All right.
Oh, boy. Glory to the King.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Right. So, next one, Feast Day Leather. Man, we should get past these now. You need to have your feast day letter in. If you need a letter in order to keep the feast, it needs to be in by the 15th of March. Because people don't understand, man. Listen, we're straightway. There's about 40 of us here, 45 of us. Not only do we have this big old land we have to take care of, we have the running of the ministry to take care of. And then we have all this other logistical stuff to do. We got a lot of stuff to do. These saints be working. So help us out here, 15th of March. If you're coming for Passover, unleavened bread, contact Elder Doug. You can come as early as the 31st. The 31st of March. But you got to leave about the 15th. Because if not, they're going to put us behind. Because we got a lot of building to do this year. And I always have this calendar here. You wouldn't believe what that calendar looked like before I had to erase it. You seen it.
We just erased it today.
What did that thing look like?
It was loaded. It was full.
Let me tell y'all something. Can I give y'all a secret on how to make the most of your time?
Come on.
Anybody want to know?
Yes, sir.
Put a calendar up and make a training schedule. And then have things that you want to get done on that day. And then forward, you get a hell of a lot more done. Because you'll be making the most of your time. It's crazy because when you start writing stuff down, you actually get stuff done. You start just writing it down, you get stuff done, you become more efficient and proficient.
Yes, sir.
You literally truly do. And so that thing was full. I mean, it was full to the hill. Even notes at the bottom down there. And you stick to it, and you'll get things done. And you won't, I get up in the morning, first thing I do is after I get finished with prayer and devotion and stuff, and then I come in and look at the calendar. So if I miss something, it's their fault. Hallelujah. But 31st is the earliest y'all can come if you want to come for that Shabbat, the 15th, last day. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. You need to be out of here by the 11th of April. I'm looking at the wrong calendar. The 10th is the last day of the feast of unleavened bread. Of course, Passover starts what the world calls Monday night, but don't bring no confusion. You should have your feast day calendar right now to be well informed about everything that's going on. The new ministry address is its own YouTube on the videos, 540 West Main Street. 241 Gallatin, Tennessee, 37083. Somebody said, well, I Googled that address. Though. That don't look like no church to me.
Have fun.
What do you want to do? Try to come blow us up or something? Well, I already told you, this ain't Christianity. This is a private ministry. This ain't Christian. Come as you are. Show up unannounced. You come up here showing up unannounced, it's going to be a very rude awakening. Y'all don't do that. We have a system in place. And even at that, we still don't catch everybody. But, we got a system in place. All right. Y'all need to become more proactive over on Patreon. Y'all do. Everybody looks at the video. That's quite a few people, but nobody commented. Then we on YouTube, hit that like button. Hit the like button. So, it's obvious I I had a letter sent to me, and I'm just not really getting around to it. Must be some brand new people listening to me, and they wanted to take me on the chin for the way that I was talking about women's asses during the Sabbath. Because I go, the letter was sent, the letter somewhere, I think it may be in my thing, I'll show it to you, I'll let you read it. But they sent it in the mail. And then they said, well, and then my wife tried to tell somebody else, another woman about the ministry, and they told them, but yeah, they're a little bit different now. They're a little bit, I guess they call us, I don't know, vulgar or whatever it is. Woman said, I don't want to listen. We don't want to listen. 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 I want to make it plain. This is a candy-ass generation where people live their lives with clean mouths and their life is filthy as hell. If you go and research history, the stuff that you call derogatory and negative, it ain't that in antiquity. It was just regular everyday speech. You get over here to this culture, they tell you, this is a good word, and this is a bad word. And you just run with it. The same people that lied to you about Jesus, Christmas, Easter, Sunday, and you don't get offended at that. You get offended because I say something that your ears don't like hearing because you've been conditioned a certain way. Hell, Jesus call a woman a dog. Go to Matthew 15:21, teach. Jesus called a woman a dog. Can you imagine a man calling a woman a dog today? Huh? Yeah. Yeah, for real. But can you imagine that though?
No, he didn't.
He literally called her a dog. And she was looking for his help. And he called her a dog. Now, a lot of you look like dogs. I told you, man, beauty is skin deep.
She's right.
But ugly is to the bone. I believe all of y'all creation is beautiful, but if you call your dog, your dog. Read, Deitch, in context.
Then Messiah went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying,
now the woman of Canaan was what today we will call a modern day African. I don't think it was called Africa in antiquity. Matter of fact, I didn't know it wasn't called Africa. The book tells me it's called the Land of Ham. Mm-hmm. But we're going to go with your consciousness. I'm trying to be as concrete as possible. You know, I don't even know if I'm even reaching people nowadays, but this is the way he's been trained to think, though. Read on.
And cried at him, saying,
what did she say?
Have mercy on me, O Master.
Have mercy. Boy, you are bad sounding woman. Abraham was a Christian. Moses was the best Christian that ever lived.
Hell, even Jesus is a Christian. And comical as that, y'all get this?
Yes,
it is nonsensical. But anyway, read.
But he hasn't heard not a word.
Wait a minute. Would that not in this generation consider to be rude? Somebody talking to you, and you ignore them, especially someone coming with a plea.
Right.
And cry for mercy. And you just look at them like, that's Jesus.
Yep. That's right.
Come on.
Love the little children. All the children of the world. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. Thank y'all, man. Y'all doing good. What happens? Your paradigm has to be shifted. Your hard drive needs to be wiped. Y'all really truly need to immerse yourself into what's reality and come out of this fairy tale. I'm telling you, because you're going to listen. The prophets offend. Yeshua offend. The apostles offend. And it got them all killed.
True.
And if you ain't going to tell me, listen, you know you mean tell me that's not offensive to you, what the way that the Messiah responded to this woman right here? She's coming asking for mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Called him master.
Mm-hmm.
She even knew where he come from.
Mm-hmm.
And she knew that her daughter was next with the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to what the Messiah has said. Read.
And his disciples came and besought him, saying,
send her away. Hold on. Check this out. So she comes straight to Jesus. And he ignores her. And the disciples, who you thought would have at least made a petition. Now, Master, look, this woman over here. She needs none. They got even more angry.
Yeah.
Send her away.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you modern-day translation. Send our ass away.
Yes, for real.
See, they done dumped this stuff down.
Yeah,
y'all.
They did.
In case you didn't realize, Israelite men were men of war.
Yeah,
they wasn't feminine. They didn't get disturbed over some of the stuff we get disturbed over this generation. The disciples are backing them up. Send her away. Y'all would go to
send her away.
No emphasis, no nothing on that. That's how they would dress it up. You get some of these readers on, you know, the Holy Bible.
Right.
Translated by Mr. She and Feminine. And it would have you to think that this is the way they talked to them. They were men.
Yes, sir.
And they got angry and they were upset. This woman coming to serve the king of the universe, the master. Send her away. Come on.
Send her out of the way. Well, she cried after us.
So in other words, read between the lines here. When the Messiah wouldn't even respond to her, she started going to them, trying to get an answer. Because remember, they said, well, she cried after us. See, that's the detail. You see what I mean?
Yes,
that's the detail. That's one thing you have to immerse yourself into this.
Yeah.
He wasn't listening.
Yeah.
She goes over and says, oh, somebody, please, anybody. Got 12 disciples. You think these 12 disciples just walking around with him today with roses in their hands, candles over here, menorahs on the back of their neck? No, he wasn't. He was all men that walked around with the Messiah on his journey. Well, you know what he was on. Who cut off the ear of
Peter.
Oh, Peter did. Okay. And of course, Jesus told him to register the knife and turn you into the government and become lawful and compliant, right? And you people are sick. And then you get upset. Read.
But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Whoa, whoa. I'm not sent to you Ammonites.
Nope.
I'm not sent to you Canaanites.
Nope.
I'm not sent to you Gentiles.
Nope.
And people, see, people stomp over this.
Yeah.
And the Israelites, they take everything, and they, the so-called Israelites,
yeah,
they miss a fly this and take it all out of context. And they don't bring things up in as a whole. They'll use this right here and say, see, you don't even have a chance.
Right.
There you will. Cherry picking. Read.
Then came she and worshiped him.
She came, whoa. See, like many of you feminist women, y'all been finishing, dumb.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be game over. Game over by the time you had already humbled yourself to come to him, and then you begging all these disciples to help us up, and nobody listening to you, and they're talking about send you away, kick you to the curb, get out of my face, and he don't even answer a word. Man. See how, can y'all see how American women would actually ask, look how they will think today. How will they respond today? How will they do today? Man, how would you do it? With y'all proud, arrogant self. Even in all of this, this woman still had, come on, and let's put it like this, she was being tested. See, a lot of times, I'm telling y'all what's going on. A lot of times y'all see these Israelites on the street out there, these so-called Israelites. First thing they're going to do is answer you harshly. And they're testing to see if you even have any spirit in you or truth. Because a lot of times when people are arrogant, self-centered, self-focused, self-absorbed, you won't have clap back. You won't come back.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want to know the truth of a thing, you're not going to sit up there and you looking for help. You're not just going to flip the switch and become obstinate and vindictive. Right on the spot, argumentative. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
If she's concerned about her daughter, a legit concern.
Right.
She done heard about the exploits of Jesus and what he can do. She's not about to leave that place. Call me what you want. I come here for something.
Yeah, come
on. At the end of this, the Most High called that faith.
Mm.
Matter of fact, not only faith, faith he ain't never even seen amongst Israel. You get tested, you get proven, you get tried, you throwing in a damn towel. You too busy trying to preserve yourself.
Faith.
And you wonder why the answers always escape you with your arrogant self, with your prideful self. This woman stayed in humility. This woman stayed in her place. She was amongst men. Men who had the answers and men who had the power.
Yeah.
Y'all be more comfortable with Christianity.
Mm.
But that don't mean you're going to make it to the kingdom.
No, mm. Right?
Oh, hell no. Our cadence is different.
Yes, hallelujah.
Right, totally different. Read.
Then she came to worship him saying,
Master, help me.
She's still begging.
Mm.
She's been ignored.
Mm.
The disciples rejected.
Right.
Said, do you want us to get rid of them? She's seeing all of the experience in all of this. And she still is begging, Master, help me. Read.
He answered and said.
What did he say?
It is not me.
It's not what?
Not me.
It's not me to do what?
Take the children's bread.
To take the what bread?
Children's bread.
The children is Israel.
Hallelujah.
The children's bread. The children's bread. It's not meant to take the children's bread. He had already told you earlier that he's not been sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Yes, sir.
Read verse 24 again.
But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Read it again.
But he answered and said, I am not sent but only unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
So you Khazars, you Caucasus Mountains, you damn Hamites, and everybody else that ain't a Shem. And even if you a Shem, that don't mean that you Israel.
Oh,
not everyone that said Israel is Israel.
True.
Here at this particular time, they're literally, truly dealing with bloodline Israelites. Those of the lineage that come from the 12 tribes. And they knew who they were. In context. Yahshua told this Hamite, I've not been sent to the lost sheep of Israel. And we got to bring clarity too. Because just because you're in the so-called land of Ham, that doesn't mean that the land of Ham was always encompassed about with only Hamites. Because you got all these tribes that are scattered throughout all of, you know, when you look at the old ancient map, they call it Negro land.
Mm-hmm.
I first one told him, I said, man, you know Nigerians is Israelites, man? He didn't even know what he was. Mm-hmm. He just thought that was his niggas. But even today, you think about it, nigger, Niger,
yeah,
is only associated with one people, Israel.
Yeah.
When you look at it, you know what I mean? But you can't talk to people. They has been to these school systems, and you let your enemies teach you.
Right.
Come on, y'all told you, you teach your children.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's why you don't know nothing today. That's why the word don't make sense. That's why there's no closeness, no reality. That's why there's no association with it. There's no feeling attached to it. Because you is just a fairy tale. All you want to do is make it a heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we want to make it to heaven, but more than anything, make it to heaven. Yeah, we want to see our king, but we're looking forward to us ruling.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He promises that.
Yes, sir.
You that have followed me in this regeneration.
Oh.
You're going to sit down with the 12 tribes of Israel.
Uh-huh.
There ain't no 12 gates to Christians.
That's a 13 gate.
Yeah. It's crazy. Read.
It's not me. The text chose the bread and cast it to dogs.
So there's bread that literally belongs to the children. And did he call her a
dog?
He called her a
dog.
Okay, so what's the modern translation for? If he's calling a woman a dog, what's modern translation? I'm sorry if this offends you. Yahshua will say, will you also leave me?
Mm-hmm.
What he will say, man, will you also leave me? See, y'all too shallow. Y'all too shallow. You get offended at things you should never get offended at, things you should get offended at, you try to defend and support.
Come on, preacher. It's reaching.
They ain't never heard this on this wise, not this wise right here. Read.
And he said, truth, master.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
So she ain't giving him a lip.
Oh, no back talk.
She ain't back talking.
Mm-hmm.
She's not trying to correct him.
Mm-hmm.
She's not running to Herod and Pontius Pilate and stuff and trying to get them to correct him.
She's not rolling her neck.
No, she agreed with what he said. You call me a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Truth.
Truth.
Dog.
Mm.
Truth. You said, I ain't even worthy to eat the children's bread. Truth. All this humility. Makes you wonder if she ever read the scripture that said pride go before destruction. And our Holy Spirit pour upon. Because she is in ultimate humility, right? You can't. Let's see how the master responds. Read on.
Truth, master. It's the dogs.
Get the what?
It's the dogs.
Yet the what?
Dogs.
She even associated herself with the dogs.
Yeah.
That's the analogy that's being presented here. She said, even yet the dogs. What does the dogs do?
Get the dogs, eat the crumbs.
If they don't get to eat the bread, at least they do get the crumbs.
Right.
The dogs just happen to even get the crumbs. At least I'm eating.
Yeah.
May not be a full course meal, but I'm getting something.
Yeah.
Yet, man, even the dogs do what, teach?
Eat of the crumbs. Which fall from their master's table.
Then Jesus answered and said unto her.
What did he say? Here's the kicker. Now, let's stop a little. How many of you women today could be spoken to like this. Mm. Well, that was Jesus. The disciples, they had their little two sitting in there, too. Stay away from us.
Yeah.
How many of you could maintain the, if you, you know, if you're going to be feminine and keep the humility and stay humble and of a lonely spirit, and you could still press in humility, supplication, making your request known in humility.
That's it.
Not rising up and declaring what you think is owed to your ass.
Yeah.
In other words, you're going to get some answers. How you going to get it, woman? How do we get answers from y'all? We don't come, man, bow down and worship him. That's how we get answers. If we ain't get no answers, we find another way to humble ourselves and talk to him. Oh, he ain't hearing me over here? Well, shoot. Man,
right.
Let me find another way to speak to him to get me to hear. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Mm. But you go talk to your man in your gospel way.
No, sir.
Your head who is in the Messiah's stead.
Mm.
Savior of the body. You should learn something from this woman right here.
Hallelujah.
All of us are learning from this woman.
Yes.
We're going to get an answer from the king. We better come in this area right here.
Yes, reverence. Come on.
Because he's going to test you.
Yes.
He's always going to test you to see if your humility is true.
Mm-hmm.
One sign of rising up.
He's
going to cut you off. Read that part again, teach.
Then Jesus answered and said unto her.
What did he say? Hey, cut that heater off. We baking in here. Y'all baking?
Yeah.
Cut that. Man, y'all ain't baking? I hope it's sweating up. I know you baking. You think you. Man, we get off the plane up there, right? What was the temperature up there, Kabir? Come on, y'all. What was the temperature?
About 27 degrees.
It was close to 30 degrees.
30
degrees.
Yeah.
He shows up in his little light sport jacket. We got on these big old North Face. We can't see our face again. He's like, what y'all talking about? I mean, man, it's freezing up here.
It's a heat wave.
So I know, man, you've been scorching in here.
About to melt.
Ooh, I bet you about to melt, man. That thing's going to, I'm even about to melt.
Jesus.
It was cold up there. And now it's turning cold here. I think winter is just now getting ready. Anyway, back to the account. Watch this.
Oh, woman, great is your faith.
Great is your what?
Faith.
Faith is the
substance.
And the Messiah said, great is your
faith.
Your belief.
That's it.
Y'all see how many times she's been tested and proven and tried?
Yes,
to be, look, if she did not meet the conditions of the book, how proud for Israel?
Real.
We're trying to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Trying to talk to you. See, too many times y'all pop off too damn fast.
Mm.
You have no self-control whatsoever at all.
Mm-hmm.
Any damn thing comes to your mind, fight off all you go. You let the demons just minister and give a voice out in this damn world. Oh, family, do you wonder why you don't have the things that you want? The Messiah says, I am not. That's a rebuke. To the children.
Yes,
who eat, who actually eats the bread, not the crumbs.
Exactly.
Ooh.
Exactly.
That's a rebuke.
Yes, sir.
Read on. I'm not seen so what?
O woman, great is your faith. Be it unto you, even as you will.
Wait a minute.
Come on, sir.
Y'all ready for this?
Yes, sir.
She came for something.
Yes, sir.
Her faith was so great,
right.
He didn't even pronounce it himself. He said, be it unto you as you would have it. Y'all get that?
Yes,
basically what he's saying is, if you could just show some faith.
Yes.
You come to the king, believe in him.
Yeah.
You don't even have to ask the way that you are normally used to asking something. She already been tested, proven, and tried.
Wow.
He came from, she came from the very beginning. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. He didn't say, the devil is gone for her. She's healed, delivered, and set free in my name. She didn't say, he did not say none of that. He said, your faith is so great. Whatsoever you believe, you got it. Whatever you believe, you have it. When you pray, believe.
Yes, sir.
When you make a petition, when you make a supplication,
yes,
believe, and you are have it.
Yes, sir.
That's why he said, I never seen so great faith in all Israel. We sit up here stuck.
Mm.
Rather than believing, we stuck on I won't. Rather than letting faith have its way.
That's right.
Faith is the substance of things. Look, it's a whole. Nobody ever expresses a whole. Whoever expresses a whole. Nobody ever expresses a whole.
Man,
hope is something that's deep in the heart.
Yes, sir.
And that faith is the evidence of what you believe. Call the things that are not as though they were. It's the evidence of things that are literally not seen. This woman's faith was so great that the Messiah could not even deny her her request, her petition, because what was in here was greater than what she was asking for here. And he gave her a petition. He gave it to her just like this. Whatever you want, you can have it.
That's right. That's right.
Old woman, great is your what?
Thank you.
Be it unto you as you will.
As is.
I want my daughter here. Oh, he got all that. Yeah. You got it. And her daughter's what?
And her daughter was made whole from that very hour.
No, that second. No, that minute.
Very hour.
And that's something.
Yes, sir.
She didn't get it immediately. Her dog was made whole in that
hour.
See, most people think you call for the Messiah to do something, it don't happen right then and there. Oh, he didn't hear.
Wow, come on, sir.
You preach it,
in your patience. You possess your soul. And to possess your soul is to learn how to control over this damn thing right here.
That's it.
See, and this woman, she exhibits something that Israel didn't have, which is self-control.
Come on,
man.
Elder, say something. I'm going to be real quick.
Do y'all hear that, man?
He talks to me. I can sit right here.
Talk, man.
No.
Well, man.
Well, Pastor, y'all here. Hey. Well, what Pastor is talking about here is so true. A lot of time, people come into this stuff and just expect things to just happen. But it really starts from what you believe. And it really does come, one thing I love about this ministry and what I love about Pastor is how simple he makes this to be. It's not complicated. Pastor's not these pastors out there that try to say, come over here and give me your handkerchief and I'll put in my special water and then I'll do some woo-woo. And then, Pastor don't have people coming down the aisle that can walk and they put them in a wheelchair. And then all of a sudden say, stand up, and they stand up. I mean, it really comes down to just believing. That's all it comes down. You got brothers and sisters. I see brothers and sisters in ministry. If you guys just can just believe, but you're waiting for something to happen, it says believe that you receive. Then you get what you're asking for.
Come on.
So that means I can thank Yah, say thank you, Yah. If my knee is hurt, I can believe right now my knee is healed in the name of Yeshua.
Hallelujah.
But you said, wait a minute, your knee is still swollen. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. All I know is my knee is healed in the name of Yeshua.
Yes!
Come on. It's healed. But look, that's not what I see. See, that's the problem. You don't know
what you see.
I'm going off of what I believe.
Come on.
And then all of a sudden the body just starts operating according to what I believe within that hour.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You even have people too.
I know when I came into the ministry, it was not his people, family, pressure. So you're going to go and check that out, the cult.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to take your money. All this fear coming in there. But, I mean, I've never seen something where I'm watching something say, I got to go there now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, I got to go check this stuff. I mean, literally, as soon as I got home, I said, I'm coming down. In 21 days, 3 weeks, I'll be down there.
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah.
Many
you get
times.
Just as much as deliverance.
As long as there's a manifestation, you get deliverance. But no. You know more than I do. And I'm a premier deliverance ministry in this world. Not just the United States. I said the world. I could literally do a hell of a lot more miracles over in the land of Ham than I can do over here.
I promise I could.
Told you, I done brought back two people from the dead. And I know when I say that, all I was an instrument to be used.
Yes,
only y'all
yes,
can do that.
Yes,
I'm just telling you, I have enough faith to believe that y'all would.
Yes, sir.
Done it. And I still to today got eyewitnesses of that. Remember when the apostles were talking about Yahshua, they said, and we are witnesses. I've got a lot of witnesses of these things.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't going to lie for nobody.
Yeah.
Tell me what your preacher done lately. Tell me what your Israelite done out there hollering, screaming people on the street corner and disparaging people and cussing them out and every damn thing else, but you going to take me on the chin because I talk about a woman's ass. All I did was spoke the truth. I'm going to say it again. I know exactly what I said. You're a man, you sit up and look at all his ass, but that shit may not be no good. But are you looking at his ass because of your flesh?
Yep.
And I just spoke truth to you. You looking at the hour of the dawn. Trying to get you looking at Well, some of you males today, I got to wonder if y'all got some feminine traits in y'all.
Mm-hmm.
There's something wrong. There's something seriously wrong today. There's something seriously wrong.
Man.
And then you men that you allow your wife to give voice against a man of y'all, what the hell's wrong with y'all? If they give voice against me, I guarantee you behind the scenes they're talking about these people.
In your face.
That's where that's bold.
In your face.
Let me teach y'all women something. Listen. Let's go to Numbers 12 real quick. We got to revisit this for a second. Let's go to Numbers 12 real quick because, see, we all script already. But we all script. But we ain't. We all script, though. Because I know that most of you don't retain the knowledge of y'all in you. Listen, I'll be the first to tell you I'm a man like everybody else.
Yes, sir.
And I have never walked around and carried myself like some type of individual. I'm better than everybody else. Have you ever known that? Have you ever seen it with me?
No.
Never. I submit. To every place I go, I submit.
That's the truth. That is the truth.
What about that?
Mm-hmm. Every place I go, what would you have me to do? What do you want me to do? Mm-hmm. I've been there two or three times. I don't even have to ask no more.
You
understand what I mean? I come as a servant. Because we differ nothing from a servant. None of us do.
That's right.
And if you're going to be great, concerning the kingdom of Yah, you're gonna have to learn how to become a servant. And that's what most of you don't want to do. You know the reason why? Because becoming a servant is very painful. Because becoming a servant means you've got to come out of your mind, your conscience, that you've developed and you done framed up here, and you literally, physically got to do something. See, submission is more than just words. Submission is, I'm under obedience, you tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Oh, hell. That's what submission is. Most people don't want to do that because you have a high, lofty opinion of yourself. Now, when the king come, how did he come?
No reputation.
Yeah, he come as, no reputation, but he come as a servant. All he did, his whole life was serve.
Yeah.
That's all he did. He's the king of glory.
Yes,
he is the creator of the universe. Everything you've seen, things that's not seen,
He created it all. And yet he humbled himself.
Mm.
And he even became obedient, even unto death. And y'all arrogant ass walking around like you something.
Ooh.
Wait. I often ask, you know, I ask this all the time. I'm like, man, if y'all hear me preach and teach, does it ever enter into y'all mind the way this pastor about preaching teaching? This man knows something. Because
yeah.
A lot of people don't do that. They be like, oh, it's good for the moment. It's like a piece of candy. Oh, it's good for the moment, but now it's over with.
Mm-hmm. Let's stay with
you. Numbers chapter 12. Let's roll on with it.
And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses.
Now, wait a minute. Miriam is a prophetess, according to the scriptures. Haran is literally an ordained high priest by the Most High Yah. By the Most High Yah. So, in the echelon, they in the upper. But he damn sure ain't no Moses. Read on.
Spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. So you have an Israelite, Shem, marrying an Ethiopian woman of Ham, and they're like, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh, we could get you the man of Yah. But when you start making this choice and this decision, oh, no, your shit's off now. Modern-day translation, right? Modern-day translation. They murmured. Anybody know what murmured is?
Yes.
Complaining. They complain. Mind you, Moses already got a wife already. Moses, you notice the heightened sense of arrogance right here. And Moses was the meekest of all men.
Who wrote that?
Moses.
Who wrote that?
Moses?
Moses wrote that? The meekest of.
Oh,
damn, Moses. I mean, he didn't just say among, he covered the whole entire earth
among all men.
Read.
Because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married.
Let me see. When they get married, let me see. Everybody have symbols, trembles and dances and ceremony of justice of the peace. No, they just got finished having sex with her. Most of these Ethiopian women go, God, I'm going to smoke. Bam! Went right in. Married. Most of you were like, what? What did you just say?
Not Moses.
Yeah, Moses is the custodian of the law. Entrusted. Y'all heard my spiel, right? Here's Abraham. The friend of God. He got wives and more concubines than he do wives. Abraham! Yet he go in the kingdom. He's spoken about in Hebrews 11. The faith chapter way over the New Testament.
All of it.
Moses too. David too.
Wow. Ooh. Must have got grandfather David
or something. Got to. See, it's the way that they manipulated this stuff. Because they want to be in control of the way you think. I only want one in control of the way I think. I don't even trust myself the way I think.
Come on.
I can't think right. I can't do right. I want to be able to think, meditate, walk, talk, after what I read in that book. And if that book is wrong, and if y'all condemn me to hell,
then
so be it. Can't do a damn thing about it anyway, because at the end of the day, you still judge.
Exactly. Hallelujah.
He already covered all bases. He got us.
Yes, sir.
But if anybody take away from the prophecy of this book, I got a special place reserved for you. That's what I keep saying. Y'all know them that he is. And if you have not the spirit of Yah, then you are none of it. You better be, and you must be, born again. And 99% of the so-called Hebrew Israelites that are on the one West Camp ain't never experienced the born-again experience. Never. All they did was gain people through history knowledge. They never had a born again spirit. Not a one of them has ever healed. Nobody of shit. I'm supposed to pay attention to them. I can't come down. Look.
Come on. I'm going
to use an old saying, okay? An elephant is big. Just because you are big and large in size, that don't make you the king of the jungle. You get that, right?
Yes, sir, I got it.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
And most of them brag about, oh, we this, we that, we that. I'm going to tell you what be that, we did that. Invite me to come up and, well, no, I'll tell you what, that IUIC has got such a spirit because we'd have had plenty of them to come over. Man, when they get their indoctrination, that is something demonic on a whole nother level. We've been up in far Detroit, Michigan. They can't even rejoice with them, man. They got a spirit on them that is unbelievable. You can't even submit to the scriptures that rejoice with them to rejoice. Because you've been so indoctrinated, you're looking at everything based on what you've been so-called taught in your classrooms. No, hell no. Hey, you know they got a doctrine out there now to say you ain't got to be baptized?
Yeah, I heard.
Now, let me get it. Our people, when we left out of Mizraim, they all had to go through the theory.
Yeah.
And they all were baptized in the Holy Spirit. Man, that's the biggest baptism we ever seen in our life.
That's a baptism.
Then the Messiah comes.
Yep.
John, the immerser. He's seen the Messiah. Been raised with him, played with him all their life.
Yeah.
Up until this point, one day he was talking about prophesying. And mind you, the Messiah himself said, there's, with all the prophets that there's ever been, there's never, ever been a prophet, not like John. Man, we look at that, we go, not like Isaiah. Not like Jeremiah. Ooh. Not like Ezekiel. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Come on,
wait a minute. Wait. Samuel.
Come on.
This man. Patriarch asked, Abraham asked, look at him.
just let me see you. Just tell me your name. What is it? I'm going to tell you what it is. It's wonderful.
Oh.
Wonderful.
Come on. Come on.
Abraham chewed on that.
We.
Thousands of years later, come Isaiah,
yes, sir.
And his name shall be called Wonderful. Counselor.
Yes, sir.
Come on. The mighty Yahweh. Mighty. The everlasting Father. And the Prince of Peace. Come on. Sin before and after. Covered all the bases.
Yes, sir.
Boy, this stuff resonates hard.
Oh,
it resonates deep and hard. So they're like, oh,
yeah.
Wow. And y'all still say they ain't never met another prophet ever risen greater than John. John. All John did, go back and read it. All he did was piss people off.
That's all he did. Think about it. That's all he did. Yep.
Piss people off. John came to Messiah. Hold on. Wait a minute. I already know who you are. I done declared already. Behold.
Oh.
Yeah. The Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the word.
Come on, sir. Word.
You know, this is how you know that what's written on the pages of that book is so powerful. Because how many books have we ever read? If we didn't read books, we read chapters. But nothing has ever had the impact upon us when we read the word, though. You read that and conviction came in hard. Man, I got all kinds of books in here, man. It's full of all kinds of knowledge. But, man, don't nothing resonate like the word does. It's real power. It's strength in his life. My word of strength and my word of life.
Yes, sir.
Come on. They jump off the page of it. Come on. I'm like, that's a lie. I'm like, man, shh. It's a living word.
Yes, it is.
The word. In the beginning was a
word.
Ooh. And the word was with y'all. The word
was
y'all. John been living. John is 6 months older than the word.
Yeah.
6 months older than the word. And one day, like scales. For all the levels, God has taken away the sin's work. Wait a minute. Look, I have need to be baptized. Look, God. Come on, man. I get it. Boy. But we need to fulfill all righteousness. So get about your job.
Come on.
Immerse me.
Baptize me. Yes, that's right.
Woo. Y'all don't know what y'all be missing out on. We be here, man.
Hey.
Man, we be rejoicing. We be marinating. We be
We look forward
to this time of the week.
Yes, yes, sir.
Most y'all getting ready for the club.
Yeah.
And some of y'all getting ready. Who know what the hell y'all getting ready for? We look forward to seeing
this. Yes!
Turns around and baptized. All of a sudden, they all hear a voice.
Come!
You know John ready to go.
Yeah.
And let me show y'all something. I'm going to tell y'all, listen, most of y'all, you're too busy trying to preserve this life. You care so much about the damn life. Can I tell y'all something?
Can I tell y'all something? Please.
Believe it or not, the Messiah, he's actually hoping and wishing that some of y'all would seal his testimony in your death. Ain't nobody saying too much.
That one, though.
So we're going to go back to John. John's in prison. He got some disciples that were faithful to him. And they ask, do you believe him? Believe you. Tell you what, go to him. Talk to him. Ask him. Is he it? I'm out there proclaiming. You made a proclamation. Now I'm in prison. Y'all sure didn't even tell him, I am the one. Go tell John Digger Hill. The blind seat. Just tell him all that. Y'all heard that? Oh, I'm good. I'm ready to be offered now. Y'all tied up? Right here, boys. Chop it up! Chop it up! See, we forget the word. We forget the... Y'all better get this word in you, because one day your neck may be required of you. And you better have this word in you to comfort you.
Hallelujah.
You better have it in you to comfort you.
Comfort.
Because ain't nobody else going to be able to get to you and comfort you.
The
only one's going to be able to be there with you every step of the way is the word.
Boy, that's some good preaching. Right?
Yeah.
This is some good preaching right here.
Ooh. Don't worry about it. You can beat up TJ back. He just, I just, y'all hear me?
Man, hear
it. We so busy, boy, you don't know what they done to me. You don't know how they hurt me. You don't know how they disappointed me. You don't know how. You don't know about that. You don't know. I know one thing you don't know. You ain't never been impaled on the tree. And with stepping, you ain't never had a stone on the back of your head. And both of them said, Yahshua said, forgive them, Father. Just forgive them. Stephen said, Father, Lord, they don't know what they do. Please forgive him. While he's preaching and teaching, and you concern so much with your position here in this life, you don't have the humility. You don't have it. We literally don't have the humility in this generation. We're too damn prideful. We're too damn arrogant. And then the people that do have the humility, we so reverse in our psychology, we would accuse them of pride. Can't win for losing. Y'all better be listening.
Yes, sir.
Listen with a critical ear. Better be listening.
Yes, sir.
We back in numbers again. Come on, teacher. We went through all that just to get over here.
Praise God. Well, he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, has
God
indeed spoken only by Moses?
There's a doubt. Right there. There's a doubt. That's the doctor coming in right there. Oh, now wait a minute. We know Moses led us out of the land of Israel. We're in the wilderness, but wait a minute now. When you question this shit, we ain't stupid. We discern. We have experience. We went in Egypt too. You mean tell me y'all only spoke by Moses? I can't believe that shit. Come on. Aaron, did he not talk to you? He did talk to you, right? He did talk to you. Did he not make me a prophetess? Oh, okay. Yeah. You can hear it now, right? We all, yeah. Come on.
Has he not?
There you go. What did you say, Elder Mitchell?
Reasoning.
Mm. Reasoning in the New Testament, they call it surmising. Come on.
Has he not spoken also by us?
You know, we got to have two more witnesses now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got to have two more horizons. That powerful prophet called Moses now. Come on.
And y'all heard it.
And y'all did what?
He heard it.
Whoa. Now, wait a minute. Y'all is in the kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
Which is above.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Down here on this earth. And the Bible says, the book says, the scripture says, and y'all
heard.
Let me ask y'all something today.
Come on.
Do y'all really truly think it's Israel? We can't be that damn arrogant that y'all's not hearing every damn thing we say.
Mm-hmm.
Being in the open or in the secret.
Oh, yeah.
Now, come on. I ain't stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to me, man. I am not ever going to take y'all from granted. Listen.
Mm.
Brother, I'm not going to murmur and complain against you behind the scenes.
Mm.
Oh, you. If I have something I need to say to you, listen, my motto has always been, if I can say something about you when nobody's listening, I promise you, either I've already said it to you or I'll say it to you in open.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
I ain't never been afraid of no man. I may have not understood fear. I'm not afraid of a man. And neither shall ever be afraid of a man.
Yeah.
The books, Ecclesiastes 12:13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Yah.
Yeah.
Fear who?
Yah.
Fear who?
Yah.
And do what? Obey him. Because this is your whole what? Your whole commitment. Your whole purpose. In life.
Yes, sir.
And we teach men to do that.
Yes, sir.
Don't come out there and become loose lips and just start talking shit about people. Have some fear of God.
Yes, sir.
You hear this, Lee? This is good stuff, isn't it? Read on. That's the broadcast.
Yes.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Now the man Moses was very meek. Above all the men. For upon the face of the earth.
Redeemed me and saved. Oh, no.
Bless
us
all.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And then I sat down and, man, we had a king of, oh, come on, talk to us.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Yes, man.
We read about it right here, but tell it to us.
And then Moses, you know what Moses going to say?
I know y'all going to miss this, though.
Mm.
You know what Moses going to say? Moses going to say, you tell me how it was.
Ooh.
I was doing it. But your eyes are more blessed because you believe.
Ooh.
And you never believe the account. You believe the story. You believe the prophecy. And you tell me, how did you do that?
Even the babies.
Crying out. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We could have did more.
sir.
We sit up here thinking, we're in the kingdom. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, we got no regrets. We could have did more.
Yeah.
We could have did more. Too lazy to do the cards. Too weighed down. Cares and light colors and work. Could have did more.
Wow.
Could have did more.
Wow.
Could have did more. Imagine, man. You look at just this room right here. Pinnacle, top of the sport.
Mm.
People want to get to where you at.
Mm.
Lot of money. Make a lot of money in y'all world. Make a lot of money. Souls ain't shit in this world. All he is just damn cannon fodder. And yet, I was able to test the word, forsake every damn thing, empower myself to come to zero, nothing, not off. Every bit of it. Every single penny. And what I couldn't sell, I gave it away. Just to fulfill that word. They didn't live it. Here we are today.
Hallelujah.
All of us in Israel.
Hallelujah.
Y'all does all things well. All things well. And I'll still say, all praise. Every single damn bit of it. And I'll do it again and again and again. Teach, would you not do it again and again and again and again? He's the same. He came to me because a guy that I grew up with used to be their lead singer in their band.
Mm.
He told him, I never met him. I knew Johnny. I didn't know him. You would think Johnny would be listening to him. We grew up together.
Mm.
He's Shane Hardy, man. We did a Bible study over my mom and dad's kitchen. Is that right?
That's right.
Wow. He went to that Pentecostal church. He turned around and said, you know what? Appreciate it. I'm out. I'm going to help this man of y'all to do a work.
Hallelujah.
And he been right up every single place. So don't tell me about your black ass skin. When I got a friend, that nigga pulled down
the
we talking about real Israel.
Real.
We in the house.
In the house. House.
And from this, look what the Most High been able to reach out and to gather.
Beautiful.
Of all nations. You can't tell me we take a picture. We take a picture. You can't see all nations.
Oh, I
see. That's not including people. We can't see it on our side.
I've never been part of
this. Man!
Ever.
We're the remnant.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're the off-scouring, the despised, the rejected of the earth.
Yes, sir.
Literally.
But we're still here.
Yes, sir.
Hi-ya.
Hi-ya.
Then y'all good?
Yeah.
Come on. Come on, we'll teach.
And y'all spake suddenly to Moses.
What do you say? Suddenly to Moses. Suddenly.
Y'all spake suddenly unto Moses, unto Aaron, and to Miriam.
What do you say?
Come out, you three. Unto the tabernacle of the congregation.
Now, hold on. First of all, number one is it. If I was in the congregation, I would be glad I'm at the back of the table. I'll be glad. Wait a minute. Moses ain't saying shit.
No. He said,
y'all said, all three of y'all, all modern day, bring y'all asses up here. Everything, all three of y'all, bring them on up here. I want y'all pay attention to this conversation.
Yeah.
Because there is no conversation.
No.
Right.
Y'all is sending.
Yeah.
Everybody's receiving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ain't got shit to say. Y'all three, come on up here. What did y'all say? Here we go. Hold on. How many scriptures? First of all, we read before. It is evil. It's not good for y'all to speak evil of the high priest. You ever read it before? Over the book of Acts? Out of the mouth of two or more witnesses shall every word be established. You ever read it before? But Moses is different than everybody else.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
He's the only one that saw my similitude. Matter of fact, Moses is the only one. Moses even requested. Y'all, just let me see this.
Yeah.
All right, Moses, got something for you, man. I tell you what, I'll pick your ass up, I'll sit you in the cleft of a rock, and I'll pass by, and you get to see my ass. And you got to see his ass, all of Israel got to see his glory.
He's like, damn, I can see y'all's ass. I was like, oh, hell, oh, hell, oh, damn.
Yeah. And then people get scared because we say, hey, okay, backside. That make you feel better?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh. Yeah, we just real.
Yeah.
Damn, an ass is an ass is an ass.
Concrete.
Sit your ass down.
Oh, my goodness. You can't make this up.
My people too soft for real, don't they? It's bad. It's really bad.
Special generation.
It's special. It's special. You got right the
generation.
So I'm bringing one more in here. We'll get through it one day or another. Somehow. We get through it. Boy, this word's always good.
Yeah, man, this word is.
See, no matter how many times you cover this, just when you think you cover something, the Most High will always, by the Spirit of God, always bring out something new to you.
Yes, sir.
You'll read it a thousand times over. You think you got, you collaborate on the position, you got a lock on it, and he will still bring out something new. You never heard, and every single time, it will end up quickening your spirit.
Yes, sir.
Bless
y'all. True.
Bless y'all.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
That is the truth.
And you can tell, this is our time. Oh, this is us. We ain't passing this way again.
Come on, Chef.
We've seen those people. They gone on. They done ahead of time.
Yes,
but this is our time right now.
Yes, sir.
Here.
Here.
And y'all says, I'm seeking for the true worshipers.
Yes.
The true worshipers. They're the ones who worship me in spirit and in truth.
Come on, Chef.
Don't give me this shit about you talking about you worship him because you lift up your defiled-ass hands. Isaiah already had that covered.
Yep.
Truth.
Yes, sir.
Even the spirit of truth,
yes,
whom the world cannot receive.
Hallelujah.
Problem is, because the word of God don't have no place in it.
No truth.
Mm-hmm. And man shall not live by
bread alone,
but by every
word.
That's the only reason why we are alive today.
Oh.
It's because of the word. The only reason why I'm alive.
That's the truth.
Good. I can testify the truth. The only reason why I'm alive today is because of his word.
Oh, hallelujah. Come on.
That's it. That's just the way it's going to be.
Yes, sir.
It's real. Kansas on fire. Straight with the say, this is fire.
Man.
It is fire.
Oh, yeah.
Shut in my mind.
Yes,
come on, Teach.
And day three.
We got to bring this home, man. And day three what?
And day three came out. And Yah came down in the pillar of the cloud.
See, I've already been done. I've been done. And see, people don't understand. Yah is always...
Come on, Chef.
And this is what these lying-ass Trinitarians don't get. These lying-ass Trinity. Three heads, one God, and all this bullshit. They'll never get it. Y'all always veiled himself in some kind of way. Be it flesh.
Yeah.
No, they missed that part.
Yeah.
How you think about Oh, he has always veiled himself. Man, he had that cloud. Even when the Israelites was on Mount Sinai, and the cloud was smoking itself, they saw Yah come down. Remember, y'all's spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all always, from the beginning,
has prepared himself a body.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you get to the book of Revelation,
mm-hmm.
and we saw
one
that's sitting on the throne.
Yeah. That's it.
They don't get it. They try to bring the indescribable, the one you can't explain, down to an image,
mm.
to where you feel like corruptible as mine. Say, there he is, right there, he's in a box. You ain't doing it with y'all.
We
I remember them stupid ass Christians asked me, well, if he wasn't a Trinity, then how in the hell, how could he? Well, they can say hell, I'm not saying that.
gotta be true to
the thing. They never say this shit. So they will say, well, how can he be here and talk to God? I said, that is a mystery in it. That is a mystery in it. If y'all's a spirit,
come on with it.
That implies to me he can do whatever the hell he wanted to.
Yep.
I mean, if David said, and you well, I asked, is y'all in hell? Mm-hmm. Oh, no. David said,
yeah, for real.
David said, if I make my bed in hell, guess what?
Get there!
You people got a distorted perspective and gotta come from your pantheon, a Greek god. Got to. The book tells us clearly by the apostle that Yahshua is the express image of the invisible God. So they talk, whoo, body,
right.
Come straight down.
Yeah.
Veil. Come, you'd have seen him. It's a quick ink, you'd have been dead on the spot. Too holy.
Too
kadosh. He just flesh in this realm. Can't stand it.
Yes, sir.
We'd have died on the spot, on the scene. It was mercy that he veiled himself.
Come on.
It was literal mercy. Then he veiled himself. We couldn't took it.
Mm-hmm.
Read that verse again from the beginning, teach.
And Yah came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth.
Wait a minute. He called all three.
Yeah.
Moses is still standing back.
Jesus. Come on, chef.
What they miss is, y'all was watching this whole thing. You heard it. Miriam, Aaron, y'all bring your ass up to yourself. Read.
And they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words.
Uh-oh. Now y'all can understand this. Yah is also the one that said, that he will not alter nor change anything that is gone out of his lips.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 89:5 is what he said. He getting ready to speak. What he's getting ready to say is throughout all of eternity. He's not like us. We say this, and at that time we meant it, and then later on we change our mind. That's because of fundamental flaw. Because we have to adjust based on conditions on this earth.
Ooh.
But he already sees the future.
Yes,
so when he speaks, he already knows the end from the beginning.
Wow.
He already knows it.
Yep.
We're not that.
Mm-hmm.
I tell my side, I said this. I did say that. I am, but I'm fundamental flaw also. That means I reserve my right to change my mind.
All right, you do.
And to make it right. Yeah, I do. I want to make it right. Because I won't be right. I'm going to be right. I'm going to the kingdom.
Come on, sir.
Damn it, I'm going to the kingdom. You better believe I'm going to the kingdom.
Come on.
Read.
Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, make myself known unto him in a vision. We'll speak unto him in a dream.
You don't believe how many young people who come up to me and say they're a prophet. They come out of this ministry. Say, y'all let them in. They get 3 months on this ministry. They know more than me. I was on profit. I'm great. Really? That's pretty good. So tell me how y'all reveal themselves to you. Well, I know. I say, oh, you want a mama call and dad said, my mama did have a bitch. Man, you think me be some kind of damn fool? They believe that shit, though. And then later on, they discover the scripture that I just said to them. Then they start quoting it. I said, nigga, you a fool. I'm too damn old to play this monopoly of a game. Been here a long time. I ain't the one. And they all fade away. Come fade away, come fade away, come and fade away with me. I never heard a song, right? All right. We don't teach. We don't teach.
My servant Moses is not so, but is faithful in all my house.
Nah. Oh, no. Aaron and Miriam was faithful. In all his house.
My servant.
You know that? Aaron and Mary was faithful in all house.
My servant Moses.
Most of y'all said only Moshe was faithful. And all is out. Wait a minute, y'all. Let's bring it to modern time. Sorry, it's true. Only Pastor Dow has been faithful in all his house in his generation.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
Who gonna teach me? No, for real, straight up. Who's literally gonna stand and teach me? It can't be done. You get it?
Yeah.
It can't be.
Mm-hmm.
Do you even have the experience? You have not done it.
Mm-hmm.
We teach y'all the faith of forsaking ourselves. Couldn't do it on your own. We teach y'all deliverance and healing. You didn't pick it up on your own. We teach you faith. Unconditionally. No, you didn't pick it up on your own. The majority of us, the way we believe in y'all is when we see somebody else doing it. And we see the evidence of it. Oh, I can get with that. But to step out on the water. It's a total different race, Conte. It's a total different race. Oh, and put putting that there. That's totally different right now. No, he's like, man, shut up. Read, watch this.
With him, will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, not in dark speeches.
Right up.
And the similitude of me shall he behold.
How many times did Moses go up on the mountain and didn't actually speak to him?
Many.
He went up there 40 days, came down, seen his ass raising hell, and went right back up another 40, 80 straight days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if anybody tried to compare himself to Moses, you're a fool.
Sure, well.
There's only one could compare himself to Moses, and it's greater than Moses. That was Yahshua. That was it.
That's it.
Stupid ass. I can't help it. That's just that's the ghetto niggas. Damn dumb ass niggas. What the hell wrong with y'all? Y'all in your damn mind? Come on, Jesus. Come on, we got free. It's already 9:20.
Man, we got break.
Oh, you spend all that time on damn announcements.
Wherefore then, were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
Mm.
And the anger of Yah was kindled against them.
Uh-oh.
And he departed.
No, notice. Y'all don't do the anger the way we do.
Yeah.
Say what he got to say.
Yeah.
Boom.
Wow.
I'm out. And then side.
No.
That's it.
No.
No.
That's
gotta
be the hurt.
Talk to me.
That's gotta be the worst. That's the worst of the worst of the worst. Silence.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Oh, hell.
Yep.
When did we ever hear Aaron rebutting the Most High Yah based on what Moses did?
Or Miriam.
She had a lot of talking to do. What was the voice that name?
Nowhere. What was the voice?
Out of nowhere.
Moses, he called all three of them up. Moses didn't even get invited to the door. Three? Now you two come over here. That's some bad stuff. No, think about that. You bring curses on your ass. You don't talk against y'all's man. You don't talk against y'all's anointing. The book says, way later on, centuries later, touch not my anointed.
That's right.
And do my prophets
no harm.
No harm. And every single day, everybody thinks that you literally can touch y'all's anointed. And you can judge y'all's anointed. When Yah is their judge, but Yah is not judge, you're anointed. I believe Yah. Feel what I'm saying? You're a prophet. I believe Yah. But if you don't have this place, you better stay in it.
Mm.
You better stay the hell in it.
Mm.
For protection's sake, don't get too damn arrogant.
Mm.
That's why I talk the way I talk. I talk the way I talk because of experience.
Yes.
Not because I'm trying to be greater than anybody. I ain't trying to be greater than shit. Y'all already know it. Y'all know my damn manner of walk in life. Man, you a fool when you start putting your mouth on me, man. It's going to be worse for you. I'm sensitive, y'all. Very sensitive. Well, okay, we'll see. We'll see. Watch this, read these.
And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle.
Mm.
And behold, Miriam became leprous.
She became melanated.
Leprous.
She was black as a unirose child.
Leprous.
She looked just like the earth.
Leprous.
What is that leprous? Leprous is what?
White ass. And Aaron looked upon Miriam.
I remember when I hit that with Joe Fox one day. Pastor Fox. I said, brother, I said, I don't care what you say. White skin is a curse.
Mm.
He go, huh? What can you buy with that? I went through a few scriptures. All he did was, you know, they do this thing. I'm waiting for him to rebut it.
Dang.
I gave him that. I gave him Gehazi. I gave him all. I said, come on. But the leprosy that Miriam had wasn't the type of leprosy where pores was all over your ass and all this other shit. Your skin color just changed. Same way when Moses put his hand into the cloak. Well, I disagree with the book says. They couldn't believe when he turned the damn staff into a snake. Couldn't believe that. But the Most High said, I tell you what, when you do this, if they didn't believe nothing else, they will believe this one. That's what he said. You will believe this one.
That'll get you
into
hell.
Man.
Wow.
See, people miss out on all that. Because we've been in a culture where in this white culture, we've always been a curse of hands.
Yeah.
We all been the damn bottom feeders and every damn thing else. When the truth is, the script been flipped.
Yeah.
Mm. I just tell it like it is. I don't give a shit who you are.
Mm. Say it again.
And then y'all's people that are real, they with him. And as I said, y'all's people that are real.
Real.
All you gotta do is put is real.
Yeah, is
Daniel. Because there's a lot of people that got melanated skin going up burning in hell.
You're right.
They gone. A lot of white folk, they damn sure going to hell. but a lot of melanated people, you're on your way to a living damn burning hell. You ain't got a spirit in them. You ain't got no power. You don't have no anointing. You don't keep his commandments. You call him Lord, but you don't do the things that he's saying. Man, y'all finished. Y'all finished. It's over. It's a wrap. Read each.
And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aaron said unto Moses, alas, my master, I beseech you, lay not this sin upon us.
No, sin. Sin upon us. Lay not this sin upon
us.
Read on.
Wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned, let her not be as one dead. Or whom the flesh is half consumed when he comes out of his mother's womb.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Come on. That must be some, that's a special kind of episode. I missed that boy. That's a special kind of episode right there. That's some shit. Y'all put some shit on her head. In other words, woman, keep your damn mouth shut before your ass get consumed. Read on.
And Moses cried unto God.
No, no, no. It wasn't Aaron, but who?
Moses.
The one that didn't even get invited to the door. He got invited up, but not to the door. And Moses had mercy. And said, Yah, read.
Heal her now.
Do what?
Yah, heal her now.
So who's the only one to heal?
Yah.
Heal her now. Come on.
I beseech you.
I beg of you.
Yeah. And Yah said unto Moses, her father had been spit in her face.
Now we go back in the law. We go back in the law. Go back into the Larry Act law. Now we go literally back into the law. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The other day I had somebody tell me, they said, yep, you shouldn't muzzle off the trail out the corner. I said, yeah, what the hell does that mean? They said, hey, yeah, that means you know, you're supposed to use your words all the good times. I said, really? I said, but you go read. You shouldn't muzzle the ox, you tread off corn. It just happened to be in the same chapter that describes the Levirate law. You know what that means?
Nope.
That means if I raise up seed for my brother, after that woman belongs to me. And you don't muzzle me from raising up other seeds from this woman to fulfill that field.
Wow.
That's what thou shalt not muzzle the ox that tread out the corn means. Don't tie that shit to tithe and offering.
Is it?
I'm already the seed bearer.
Yeah.
And that's my land now.
Yeah.
Wow.
I done raised up seed to my brother.
Yeah.
Now that land is my field.
Yeah. You tread it all you want.
So I can tread on this field. All that them.
Yes,
sir. Leave me alone.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Praise y'all. Praise
y'all.
You checking it out, ain't you?
Yes, right there.
I know. I love that, though.
Yeah.
See, I'm just that person. I love that, though. You say something new you never heard of, you never equated. You're like, what the hell? He quote me. Oh, shit. Right there. In context.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, come on, Chief.
If her father...
We'll visit that one day as a teacher, maybe. Not during the Shabbat service, just a teacher, though. That's going to be on Patreon. Your ass on Patreon, you're going to miss it. Come on, Chief.
Yes,
oh, by the way, shout out Ringo.
Ringo.
Ringo Wrong, man. He be true. He's true. All right, Teach, come on. Teach, what are you going to read, man? Why are you
going
to start rocking? Come on, Teach.
If her father had but spit in her face.
See, where's that at? Where's that at? Come on.
Should she not be ashamed 7 days?
Now, where you read that at, other than the every I law? You become a curse. You become an anathema. I
don't matter nothing.
Read on.
Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days. And after that, let her be received in again.
And then let her be what?
Received in again.
After your ass is shut out 7 days. Mm. So y'all still have mercy? No, but listen, your forgiveness, you don't get automatically restored just because you said something. You still have a penalty of 7 days your ass will suffer. And you know how to define the suffering? If your father just went at just them for spitting your damn face, it's still been 7 days. Same with this.
Yeah. That's
her. And today we equate forgiveness.
Oh, it's all done. It's all good. Ah, what?
Man.
No suffering? No payment? No redemption? No nothing? No. You shitting me? Christianity has been the most satanic religion.
Say that again.
Religion.
That is ever Satan. I'm serious. I don't want to give him no glory, but you literally have to applaud him for this one.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
He literally brought a brand new standard. If you can't beat him, join him. And Paul told us, if they come to you and they preach to you another Messiah whom we have not preached, let them be a curse. And we accepted him. Full well we accepted him. Try the war, and we still accept. Man, I'm like,
Yeshua warned us too. His name will come in my name. You see?
See what happened to you was when you was being you left from the Islam Muslim religion. You went to Christianity. Something had happened. They didn't think that you were ever going to continue on in his walk.
Mm.
You're going to be a good Christian. You done dealt. Come on, you tell me about Christianity more than I can.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Christianity, am I telling the truth? Come on, Elder. Are they not liars?
They're liars. Four-tongued devils.
Are they not deceivers?
Yes, Pastor.
The same thing that they warn you of against us, they do.
They do.
They, through their damn pious, pompous, religious doctrine, think because you make millions of dollars, it belongs to them because you're a dumb nigga.
Mm.
No, for real. I told him, I said, brother, I see your heart. I said, listen, we're Israel. I promise we are. And Kabir said, I just want to do y'all's will. I said, you're going to do y'all's will. I said, but man, I cannot take that money and good right. Listen, y'all still got it. You manage it. I can't manage millions. I know how to manage thousands. I can't do millions. You'll be able to still be a blessing in Israel and control all of this. And Israel will still get blessed. And I tell you one thing you want to learn about Israel. We're a hell of a lot different than them punk-ass, religious, white-ass Christians.
Oh, yes. Can I give an example?
Go ahead.
I just want to give, you know, we had...
Watch this shit.
Watch this shit. We had an event, right? This is, how many times have you guys been to Strictly Prayer?
At least three, four times.
At least, yeah. I've lost track now.
But watch it.
Listen to this. See, like, so, you know, I've done this before Christianity. You know, I'm big on hospitality. Anybody been to my home?
But the hospitality you big on is you giving everything.
Yeah.
Everybody receiving, they ain't giving shit.
Yeah. Maybe in Christianity, maybe they help you sweep up the gym. Say, thank you very much. We appreciate that, you know. And they just leave. Now, Straightway comes, right?
All
right. Every time Straightway comes, they literally bless my home.
Hold on. Sister Aya, timestamp this right now.
For real.
Timestamp this right now. There's going to be a comparison. Ain't nobody going to like it. So,
Here we go.
Now, I started right now.
Okay.
So, when Israel gives, as opposed to Christianity gives, the difference is what, Elder?
Well, the difference is led by you, Pastor. I got to say, it wasn't led by you. Pastor comes up, shows up. Hey, thank you for having us. Hands me $2,000. I'm like, thank you, Pastor. And then I'm getting all the things just handing me cash left, right.
500 here, 400 here, 300 here, 1,000
here. Never. And I've been told that straightway that you slow playing me. That you're gonna take
no, hold. You gotta be able.
Okay.
We all a bit. We all slow.
Let me break it down.
Break it down. Elder Mitchell, he may not know. We don't know what this slow playing is.
Okay.
So bring out these definitions. Bring it out.
So in football, you know, there's a thing called option. Anybody that knows about the quarterback option, right? You're on defense, right?
Okay.
You don't want to just attack because the quarterback is looking at the DN to see what he does. If he attacks, he can know he can take the ball and
he can pull it.
He can pull it.
Yeah.
Or he can give the ball to the running back and then he runs it, right?
Right.
So the defensive end, we're trained to slow play. So you don't react. You cause that quarterback to hesitate to figure, like, what is he doing? He's not attacking. He's not coming after me. And so you cause that little hesitation and gives the team to corral and make the tackle.
Right.
So the term that slow play was that you're slow playing me. Meaning that you're not reacting like Christians. Christians, they just attack. Like, hey, you need to start tithing. They want your money now. You know, like, it is. I mean, they go for it now. But they're saying, no, what straightway to do? They're doing something that is never done. They're slow playing you. They're just waiting a little by little. Like, what are they doing? They're not coming in like most people. But at the end of the day, your goal is to get the money. But you're just slow playing it.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
So, in other words, rather than getting it now,
yes.
We're taking our time.
You're taking your time.
Oh, so
they don't give you a time. They don't give you a time period. They don't say it's going to be 2 years, slow play.
10 years, 20 years, 25 years.
Maybe when I die. I don't know, but you slow play. But this is the cheating. No, that's what they're saying.
Now, wait a minute. This is your pastor that went to the military in 1985.
Mm.
I had a couple conflicts.
Mm.
I have literally over 100 jumped from aircraft. Repel out of helicopters. Expert. Got out at 10 years with an honorable discharge. One yacht came to me. And I'm the one that's slow playing. I made sure that the way you function in society today, you have those liberties, those freedoms, those rights. Because of my sacrifice and many other veterans across this country, I'm so glad. And I get paid pennies on the dollar to y'all thousands and millions
for entertainment.
Oh, I got a good answer for y'all.
And that's the pastor.
So all
I have to say is, you know, it doesn't take long to see a good tree versus a bad tree. A good tree produces good fruit, and a bad tree produces bad fruit. And since I've been with Israel, it's been only good. I mean, you got every time you come to my home, you bless it with your presence. You bless it with the spirit you leave behind. You bless it with resources. You bless it with labor. You see the sisters in there helping clean the place.
Man, my shop.
They do the whole gambling, the whole thing. I mean, I'm getting so much money. I don't even have time to, you know, if anybody knows me, I like to, you know, kind of put in the computing because I got a key. I don't know who's giving one unless it was like pastor because he had his rap, so I knew this pastor. Other people was just all over the place. So I just put it in the closet somewhere. I'll get to it later. And it wasn't until everybody left I could settle down and look at it. I'm like, wow.
Oh, Israel.
Bro, it was over $6,000.
Israel.
Close to $7,000. Israel. This was a three-day event.
Israel.
You guys hear what I'm saying? This is not, I know maybe you guys think it's a, you know, I don't know if it's normal to you guys, but in Christianity, this is not normal. And you know what they'll say? Oh, come here, what can we give you? You're rich.
So, you know, we just thank you and give you thank you and sweep a little
bit. No, time out there.
No, I'm not telling you about it.
The people in this world, they don't understand riches. Riches in this world afford you to where you don't have to labor like everybody else. Did y'all hear me?
Yes.
No, y'all need to really listen to me. Listen to me. Riches for you, you don't have to labor like everybody else. But if you have someone that has what you call riches, if they were intelligent enough to acquire it, why would you put your low-based mindset up there to think you can handle them type of riches? We all go broke in a matter of months. A bit farther. Y'all go a little bit farther. If y'all gave it to you out of your sweat equity, you could do it. You could manage it. You could literally make prosperity out of it more than what we could in Israel. Why not y'all? Y'all use that. T.D. Jakes say, Jesus is a selling point. He literally makes money on his way to hell because he can use Jesus to sell and make millions. Not giving a shit about nobody's soul. I promise you one thing, you're going to never see Pastor Dow sitting up there taking some damn cheesy pictures with Jay-Z. Or none of these damn boot-licking jack-leg assholes who have sold their soul to the devil.
Yes, sir.
Ain't happening. Ain't happening. You get it? I know who the devil is. I know who y'all people is. But the key is all you wicked-ass Christians up in Green Bay, Wisconsin, you're trying to play on his heartstrings. And some of you stole money. Stole. You know you stole it with your wicked asses. And some way, somehow, you appease your conscience and make you think you're right. Y'all know you are. Get by with in this world, but there is an end-time judgment coming. And you know what's crazy? They all warned him about us. Look, the po-fo. We ain't got shit. A pot to piss in, the water throwing out of us. They all warned him about us. Am I telling the truth?
They did.
Left and right. And he can tell you himself, he has never, ever had to ever worry about us at all, looking for one penny from him. Am I telling the truth?
You're telling the truth. And I was never warned about the Christians. Never. And that was good. But when I come this way, I'm being warned.
Y'all some damn devils. Y'all some damn devils on a whole nother level. Y'all get it, though? You get it? They took advantage of his heart because he loved Jesus. Jesus is a selling point. They took advantage of him, Lee. He was smart enough because he knew how to do his books. Then he had a damn wicked-ass wife lied on his ass. Totally. This is how crazy this world is. This world is so crazy that no matter what his character was, all the woman has to do is say one disparaging thing, shifts every damn day. What happened when you came over here?
When I came over here?
When you came over here, you talked to me. What happened when that damn disparaging shit took place?
Oh, you literally discerned it immediately. Christianity takes her, they want to meet with her, meet with me, and they didn't even really meet, but they already made the assumption that I was guilty without even really talking to me. I was, even when you came in here, you already made your judgment. I said, Pastor, do you want to talk to her? Maybe you talk to her, maybe hear a little bit, see some of her
hair. No,
you can get people better. I'm just telling you, it does. But
he told me
before I knew you.
He said, Pastor, he said, if she started crying, you're so well said.
I see men just drop like this. Like, oh my, what the hell you do to this woman? Man, sorry, I'm sorry.
I'd be like, why didn't you put your foot in my mouth? I'm a different man. Anyway, go ahead.
You already called it out, Pastor. You already knew. You knew how to discern from the spirit. But when you came in here, you judged righteously. You knew the word. You came into my home when you first came. You can judge. Look like you provided well for this family. And you
ain't no home.
And yeah.
Ain't no home. There's a match.
I'm like, what the hell are they complaining about? He said, this is what you should say.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm living in a home with a, in the match. And I'm like, she complained about this?
No, I'm bullshit. Anyway, real. And then he asked, he said, did you want her at this meeting? I said, yes. She's in the wrong.
And so, you know, oh, we're going to skip. So check this out.
Oh, yeah.
So, Mother Carol and I. Y'all get it, right? Mother Carol and I.
It's a lot harder.
We're up in Green Bay. Y'all been to the front door, right? Y'all seen the front door. Double arc is y'all seen the front door, right? We're up there. And they got a bench. Then they have the breezeway, then the front door, then the steps goes up like this, right? Career said, y'all just stand right there if you don't mind. We're still right there. Aline drives up with children. All right? Tell the story.
So she drives up in the, we call it the carport, right? It's protected, you know, has a roof. So she gets in there. And mind you, if Pastor and Mother Carol was the first one on the scene before. I think you guys are the only one because Rufus didn't get there yet. They didn't get there. So there's no cars. It's like a normal day. I mean, if you're looking outside,
you
like,
don't see
all
the
vehicles coming in. You don't see nothing. So I picked them up. So you just think it's just a normal, I'm by myself, lonely, depressed, waiting to see my children, you know, for, you know, my what they call it, where you get the child visitation, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. So they come in, supervise. And she literally steps out the car. Now, normally, her routine is to get out of the car, walk up the stairs, put her nose looking around like she's the boss because she got all this power, and just, you know, whatever. So I'm thinking she's going to do the same thing she's done this whole time. But this time, she opens the door of her car. She gets out and says, she snaps her head, he's here. And I'm kind of like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Just... do what you do, you know? So yeah. She literally dropped the children off at the carport, talked to the lady, said, hey, he's here. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm just kind of like, I don't know what you're talking about. She literally took the car off. Took off and left the children right on the carport. And we just walked on in, and she didn't come in. Within 10 years, I mean, if you would have just walked
in,
she was, hey, Pastor, she probably had a hard time going to get the car, 911.
Stop it!
She sensed that.
Yep.
It was like, I mean, that spirit sent Pastor was right. But then when Pastor was talking to Ron Young in the guest house, you know where the guest house is, right? And also when she came and picked him up, she walked with confidence, came into the house as if she knew where he was in the house.
Wow.
So she felt kind of coming against him and everything, but when Pastor was by that door, she wouldn't even, she stepped out and she looked at me. And like, she was like, is he here? I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm going, bro,
damn witch.
But the wicked flee.
What?
But the righteous is bold as a lion. And she literally, I know it sounds like I'm telling you about a movie. This is real life. I saw this with my own eyes. She just start tweaking. You know what I'm saying? I'm crazy. And she took off. That's what I'm saying. Like, hey, if she would have just did what she normally do, Pastor would be right there. She wouldn't even coming out. My children got to see Pastor and Mother Carol, but any pictures and everything.
There's power.
Come on. Oh, yeah.
Power.
Yes, sir.
Wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. You know, he delivered Solomon. We go all the way down the line.
So anyway, we have this Shabbat coming up.
The Most High, y'all have a very dynamic message. Prepare for us. It's hard to believe, but to continue on. But it's not in the. It's kind of like you got three, but then it's kind of like we're breaking off from that, but we're in the same spirit thing. Because, mind you, this message being put together, I'm like, I think, listen, I've already been through the reproof and the rebuke. This cut me. The word of Yah is what?
Quick.
And it is powerful. And it is what?
Sharper.
If you hear, when you call the word, and you don't get cut, you ain't hearing the word.
Yes, sir.
If it don't pierce, you ain't hearing the word. If it don't divide, you don't hear the word. You follow me?
Yes,
so if you hear the word, it's going in. It cuts both ways, in and out. It's double-edged sword. Most people don't ever hear the word. When we come to Shabbat, we look for the time we can relish, celebrate, and shout. But there's nothing like the cut. So we can be healed.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
You get it?
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You got to be cut deep.
Yes.
For the word of God, quick and powerful.
Yes.
Sharpening to his sword. Piercing to the divider of the son of the soul and spirit. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of a man.
Oh,
it goes back to the law. That word is going, y'all, it cuts in, twisted, cuts in all the way back out again. That's how you know you are cut, y'all. You're like,
hallelujah. Thank you,
Father. Thank you, y'all, for the healing,
Father. Thank y'all for the healing, Father.
Praise
God.
People don't get it. They want a painless salvation. There's no such thing as painless salvation. There's no such thing as pain. You're going to bleed. You're going to hurt. There's no such thing as a painless salvation.
Your
wicked ass.
Wow.
I can tell you wicked because I'm wicked still. And without him, I'm nothing.
Come on.
Say it again. Y'all get this right. Anyway, hey, Israel, we love y'all.
Boy, we keep this going for you.
Get lost in.
For real.
Yes, sir.
We can literally get lost in this. Prepare your hearts for tomorrow. I'm not even nowhere near done.
Wow.
I don't even know how y'all going to do it. I know he's going to do it. But I do know this. I do know that we're in such a time as the end times that y'all are literally, truly doing whatever he can to reach his people.
Yes.
He's going to have his remnant.
Yes, sir.
He will have his people. You better make sure you are his people.
Yes, sir.
I already know my name's written down. Track record been too long. I'm not going to ever deny. You better get to that point. Get to that point. But Lee, bless your son.
Hallelujah.
I'm excited to tell you. Been a good Israelite brother, man.
Hallelujah.
Worthy of a virgin. Virgin.
Yes,
cuss word today. Virgin. I need to make up a phone call, Virgin. Daughter of Zion. Because she is going to literally be molded and assimilated to your thought. She's not going to have all these other challenges. She's not going to digress in all these old ways and stuff. She's going to be assimilated to you. And she married a righteous man.
Hallelujah.
Come, you weren't righteous, I'll tell you. Straight up, I would. Love you enough to tell you the truth. But I got some daughters of Zion that want to be married. They ain't going to get married. I'm telling y'all that right now. Y'all hear me? They ain't going to get married. Not to the ones they think. But they ain't. Can't do it. My conscience. Also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit. I can't do it. I cannot do it. I cannot let them be defiled. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
I can't do it.
Thank you.
Can't do it. I won't do it. And what I give a shit, you talking shit about me 30 years from now and I'm in a grave and your ass still alive. I don't give a damn shit. I'm dead. I'm going to the kingdom. But I ain't going to wait till that time. I'm going to let you know how much of a man I am now. While breath is in my body. That makes sense? We'll get it done. But anyway, Israel, hey, we bless y'all. Sorry to keep y'all so long. Didn't mean to do that. We have a contingency in here. We got all these righteous brothers of Israel in here. They are in Israel. Yeah, look your beard out. We'll see y'all in the morning. All right? So we bless you all. In the sweet presence and the strong victorious and mighty overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua, HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. See y'all tomorrow morning. Shabbat Shalom. And the wedding is Thursday, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Y'all gonna broadcast?
Yeah.
Gonna broadcast. Boy, y'all doing it up.
Yeah.
Don't play, man. Walk down the aisle like a champ. Be good. Yeah, man. Observe New
York.
Nah, it's good. You got a good bride, though, man. Not as really good. You hear me? Hear me, son? She's really good. She's a good woman. She's really a good woman. I'm not saying it because I'm considering my grandma. I'm telling you, she's a really good woman. There's nobody can say otherwise. She is really, truly good. But see, think about this. Carry this on for a couple of generations like this. All our wickedness can be forgotten. And then drive this shit on good.
Yeah.
And discern. Look. You got three sons. And you realize that the one that should be in succession, it should be. But he can't because he's wicked as hell. Move his ass out of the damn way. Put the righteous in there. That's what we got to do. Shabbat Shalom, Israel. King Johnson. Glory to the King. Bless y'all. Come on, T. Get us up out of here.
I don't think I've seen any versions of Mary. I don't think they even make one.
That's the most I've ever seen.
I don't even think they talk about it.